Hi everyone, it's Jess here, Chocolate 1964. I sent a message earlier to one of my friends on Audioboo about giving up smoking, and I thought I'd do a public boo about it while I've undertaken the task in question.
It's a review of
It's an electronic cigarette. Now, you can get these in the shops, but they are very, very expensive.
Do you want to explain what it is exactly? It's a lot of
The electronic cigarette, this particular one, has a battery. It's the same sort of...
They're all the same, all similar, but slightly different.
It's like a cigarette, basically, but this one has a battery... a rechargeable battery, a vaporizer,
or atomizer,
and a cartridge or refill. So that's what this one has. Some of them have the battery and the atomizer and the cartridge built in.
And they call them cartomizers,
but anyway. I got one from the chemist, and to be quite honest, it wasn't half as good as the one that I have
from online. Just so people know, there's been a lot of hoo-ha in the UK particularly about electronic cigarettes in the last week, funnily enough, about the fact that they could contain, because basically the cartridge contains a liquid. And that liquid can contain menthol, it can contain nicotine, but nothing else.
Yeah.
But they're saying that because there's no generalisation of the cigarette, the e-cigs, as they're called, that people could hide things in that liquid. And they're trying to say that in time they're going to have to put a standard seal on it so that everyone puts the same in the liquid. But there's no danger, it's just that they're saying... that they want to standardise them, which isn't going to happen until 2016. So that was what the hoo-ha was all about.
They'll be available
until then.
Is it on prescription?
No, they're all about making it prescription, but that might not happen yet.
But anyway.
So that's basically, it's a way of giving up smoking, isn't it, Jess?
It is, but then you still, basically, there are loads and loads of chemicals in cigarettes. Just the normal tailor-made cigarettes.
And the most dangerous thing is tar.
Is tar.
That's what damages your lungs.
I have had quite a bad cough for, a year and a half or whatever. I've been off the cigarettes for a week and it's gone. The main reason that I decided to give up was... because I was getting out of breath when walking with Ollie. And so that wasn't really a good thing. I'm basically tired all the time and just, these things. And
phlegmy cough.
Yeah, it's horrible. And it tastes disgusting anyway, but... originally heard about this in Telesig on the radio.
Stop it, you two.
And I contacted them. I looked online and ordered some stuff, which takes about
2 days.
The address, if anybody is interested or would like to just browse, is www.intellisig, that's intellisig.com. Their customer service is second to none, really. They have got a phone number,
Which is on the site.
So
if you are struggling with the site, you can place an order or ring them.
Yeah, you can.
Via that. They don't object at all.
I have actually phoned them loads of times, and
they've
been absolutely brilliant. And that's it, really. What else could... the charger. Basically, the ones that you buy from the shops, you can't even buy the... ow! Stop. You two! Behave!
Stop it! Now! Just for now.
You can't buy
no.
a charger that plugs into the wall from a shop.
No.
Well, from the chemist, you can't anyway. And it takes 8 hours or overnight to charge from your USB port on your computer, because you get a USB charger, which the battery screws into the charger and then goes on a USB port on your computer.
I'm not a smoker and never have been, but I can see how much more economical the IntelliSig is to any you can buy in the shops. If we're giving you an example, a starter kit in the shop for any of these electronic cigarettes, which are a fantastic way of giving up smoking without completely giving up, because a lot of people find it difficult to give up because of the hand-to-mouth movement.
Yeah.
And this helps with that.
That's the trouble I've got as well.
And basically, you can have nicotine-free cartridges, or you can have high, medium, or low nicotine strength cartridges, or you can have menthol, or you can even have flavoured cartridges as well. But the ones you buy in the shop, a starter kit, is roughly £20. And for that, you get the battery,
three cartridges, don't you?
Two cartomizers, as they're called.
Yeah.
And a charger. But that's only a PC charger. And then to buy the cartridges, you get a pack of three cartridges or cartomizers, £6.35. And each of those is only 20 cigarettes. So therefore, £2 odd each for them could last you, 3-4 days if you're a heavy smoker and you find it difficult to give up. Whereas the IntelliSig, the starter kit, you can buy in stages if you want to. There is a starter kit which is slightly more expensive, but for that you get more. I think you get a lot more cartridges. I think you get 10 with it, actually.
I'm not sure, no.
But the cartridges, the refills, are £8 for 10. And each cartridge contains a lot more cigarette power than the cartridges on the ones from the shops.
Because the vaporizer or the atomizer is
separate,
it's better. You get the direct hit which a smoker gets. Whereas with the one that I got from the chemist, it's crap, basically. Well, it's not as good.
So this was just to say, anyone who wants to give up smoking, it's a good way of doing it, because you can decrease how much nicotine you take in if you wish to with the cartridges, but slowly go down to nothing and then stop completely if you so wish. It's a great, and those in America too, or worldwide, can actually buy these online.
Yeah, you can get the US plugs, or the
you can buy UK. Internationally on the IntelliSig website. And the brilliant, because they're a small company, they're very approachable. They're not like one of these big companies.
Customer service is second to none.
Yeah.
Really. Really is.
This was just like a little information boo to tell people about electronic cigarettes. And you'd happily answer any questions, wouldn't you, Jess, if people...
I would, yeah.
...had any.
I mean, the thing I'd do is if anybody's interested is go and have a look on the site.
And if then you think of any questions that you think Jess could answer, then send her a message. You know, it's a new thing. If you want to know more, then, you know, sometimes it's nice to talk to someone who's already using one.
And the electronic cigarettes you can use absolutely anywhere.
That's the blessing. You don't have to go out of buildings. You can use them in buildings, on buses, on trains. They can be used anywhere because there's no damage to anyone else.
I've even used mine on the plane. But
all it produces is a vapour, which to the smoke, the person using it, if you can see, looks like you're smoking. But in fact, you're not producing anything. It's just a water.
It's just
a vapour. So it doesn't produce any harmful elements or chemicals or anything that bothers anyone else. And there's no smell with it either.
It's great.
So,
my sense of smell's back, and my cough's gone.
So, yeah, you can't rate it enough, can
I think,
you?
No, I think there's a bit to do with the snoring yet, though. A bit to go with the snoring. But anyway, it was just when I heard the email, heard the boo from Naughty underscore Tart, that I just thought, well, I'd do a public boo about it. And if anyone's interested, then, you know, they could go and look on the site or...
So once again, the website is www.intellisig, which is intellisig.com.
Right, that's it now. Hope you're all having a good day, and I shall speak to you all very soon. Bye.